Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today we're joined by eSpark.
Hello! Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you on. And folks, today we're going to be talking about Yadok, the road folks. They're a really fun tribe, versatile, strong, both economically and expansionistic, which is not something you get every single day, but not necessarily the best tribe in the game. So, like, let's dig right on into them. You look out at the clear blue sky above the beautiful but harsh Kali Plains. It's been a long journey, but finally you've arrived back in your homeland with a trading company of your own. In front of you are expansive, dry brown steps, stretching out as far as the eye can see. Intermittently broken by small clumps of bushy trees or a stray mountain or two, their brown slopes rising up to sharp, snow-capped peaks. A strong wind blows across the plains, and birds can be heard singing from the tree copes. On these steps, you can find plump yellow kazoos growing, the quintessential Yadoki fruit, growing in a fusion across the flatland. Out grazing upon the kazoos are kamelk, extremely persistent animals that look like a crimson-colored crossover between a camel and a moose. You've fond memories of your first kamelk, Bugsy, back when you first started as a merchant with the Horn Trading Company. You made many a trek on the back of that sturdy mount, across many long miles. Bugsy made those trips deceptively simple. From even a single kazoo's fruit, a kamelk can get enough nutrition to walk for weeks across the harsh Kali Plains, and that certainly saved your feet and stomach from much of the rigors of the road. The Kali Plains are covered with many long, ancient roads, each of which would lead you to an exquisitely built city featuring the familiar golden red accents over buildings made of white brick, with beautiful red dome roofs and jutting towers. The roads started out long ago as simple dirt roads, trodden by many feet until they became distinct trails across the steppes. With time and an ever-increasing load of travelers, the importance of a particular path would become eminent, and a crew of road workers would come and pave it, followed by a priest of Tijan, the Yadoki god of travel, who would bless every brick as it was laid down. Your tribe may have started out as simple nomads, but they quickly developed into the preeminent traders of the square, with their impressive trade networks connecting the distant corners of the Kali Plains. An integral part of that origin story is the Horn Trading Company, the largest trading guild on the square and the chief benefactor of Yadoki society. With their near-monopolistic hold on trade in the Kali Plains, they've made quite a fortune over the centuries of their dealings. Almost all Yadoki traders, much like yourself, get their start working in the caravans of the Horn Trading Company, spending their days riding kamelk and escorting the goods' heavy wagons, and their nights playing jikis and drinking kalis. Jikis is a board game meant to keep one's spatial awareness sharp, where the players use their knowledge of the nearby food, water, and sources of shade to make deals and win game territories. Kalis is a hot drink, like a tea, but thicker, and with spices added that modulate the throat and sinuses of the drinker, allowing for the traditional throat chanting the Yadok have done since the start of turns. With their domineering position in Yadoki society and massive fortunes to use, the Horn Trading Company makes sure to invest plenty in both art and education, often building museums and schools in their trade hubs. Of course, most art and education revolve around bartering skills, desert survival, and kamelk husbandry to ensure the Horn Trading Company keep those profits up in future generations. It's not uncommon to hear a Yadoki trader hint that the Horn Trading Company is the real governing force in Yadok, backing the majority of the infrastructure investments, education, and even operating their own military force. The myths even point to the Horn Trading Company predating Yadoki culture. The Yadoki origin myth tells a tale of a group of traders from Imperious lands making a long journey to the realm of the Luxador to source ivory from the horns of the Phantrix for trade back in their homeland. Unfortunately, this Phantrix Horn Trading Company got lost in the Kali Plains on the return journey, and after many turns wandering the steppes, they finally settled down in the first Yadoki town. Still hoping to find their ancestral homeland, they sent scouts out in every direction, leaving simple footpaths in their wake to make sure they could find their way back if they got lost. And from this tradition, the Yadok created their initial network of roads, losing their urge to harvest kazoos as their imperious forebears would have in favor of a predilection for carving roads out of the ceaseless plains. And so it is you find yourself deep in the steppe, traveling those same endless roads on a journey to Samurk, where the nearest Horn Trading Company outpost is. It's a rare honor in Yadoki society for a merchant to become successful enough to open their own private trading company. But through the course of years traveling the square, meticulously laying out the groundwork and logistics for your new enterprise, you find yourself in that exalted position, finally making your own mark on the boundless Kali Plains. And that's a brief look at some Yadok lore. So, yeah, always a fun little change. We gotta take ourselves a deeper look at the land of the Yadok, though, because that really does tell a tale about how you can play as them.
Yeah, they're all about getting on those roads, exploring, moving. And I think it's very appropriate that they're traders in that they have, you know, an easy access to trade. It totally fits with their lore.
100% agree with you there. And I mean, it really does back it up. I mean, they have half the mountain in the forest bond, right? And that's something we see with some of these other tribes that are, you know, baked in to be a little bit more expansive and emptier in their lands. You look at, say, Zabasi and Amaji are two tribes who are very similar to that with their field spawn, right? I mean, they've got the same rate as Zabasi, and they're just behind Amaji with that.
Yeah, so many farms. That's really usually where you get your giants from as you get Oregon, and those fields just, boop, they just pop up.
Yes, yeah, they're really, really, really helpful. And of course, the thing that Yadok have in the greatest profusion has got to be their fruit spawn rate. It's the second highest in the game, actually slightly higher than Imperius. And I mean, they're just behind Quetzalli there.
So much fruit, lots of farms. Yep.
Yes. Unfortunately, not the highest farm spawn rate, but still, yeah, definitely way up there. And now, the profusion of wealth doesn't go forever, unfortunately. They do have half the wild game spawn rate, half the metal spawn rate, and obviously a low amount of forest in general, so lumber mills aren't going to be super great. But, I mean, that's not where their economy lies, and it means you can sort of focus on it. They start with the roads tech, as we mentioned, and all this leads to fast early expansion, and it synergizes with both city growth and, you know, expansion often, which is pretty useful. That resource spread is consolidated, so it makes it very simple to go down your economic development path. But unfortunately, that can mean you can get some bad spawns. If you get a city without a lot of fruit, or if you spawn in and you don't have the ability to go down that road and run into those first two cities you're going to connect in to allow your capital and new cities to grow as you connect them with roads, that can really start to mess up this tribe's ability to grow. So it definitely, I think, is even more those more than like some other tribes, it is very dependent on what the start looks like.
Yeah, I mean, all tribes are dependent on that, but this is the fun with Yadok, right, is roads, 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 and you can just expand, you can leapfrog, you know, through the fog. And, you know, a lot of times people don't even bother with giants. They just get riders and roads, and you can just zip all around that map. It's very powerful. And then, like you were saying, roads, you know, it's not only for moving your troops, but you can connect them and get population. Sometimes you can just get a giant by connecting your cities with roads.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of opportunities there. You mind helping us run over some of this strategy here? I don't think we have a better mind for it on the podcast.
Thanks. So the key with the start to Yadok is you make a road, usually it's diagonal, and you try to put your road where you think you're going to find a village. And the key is you send your first warrior along the road, but then in one direction, and then you make a second warrior to go along that same road, but go the opposite way that the first warrior did. And if you're lucky, you find two villages, and then you can link them up with roads, usually, and then you can upgrade all of them.
Yeah, that could be a really strong start, because you get all these bonuses, and it's like a free level up for your capital, right? If you get the two cities and you just connect them with roads.
Yeah, I mean, usually if you're lucky, you can end your turn one with three stars, two stars per turn, but you usually have the potential for two more villages, and then, you connect them up and you get a triangle. And then if you're really lucky, you find some more and you can get five in a group. But again, it does depend on your spawn, and sometimes, mountains get in the way or whatever.
That can really mess you up too. So it really is tangential there. But I mean, with Yadok, it's one of those tribes where you kind of do want to be aggressive with expanding early on, because that is beneficial for both your economic and your territorial growth, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to expand, you got to go fast. I mean, obviously you have to take the tech that makes sense. Like we were saying, usually it's org and farming, but ro riders also can be really great, especially if you meet your opponent early on, then you get riders. But if it's a really big map, then maybe you just focus on expanding with warriors and farming.
I mean, those roads will make sure you're out moving fast, just as fast as Umaji for the first couple turns anyways, which can be really powerful. And I guess, honestly, in general, you got that consolidated spread. You don't have to go too crazy. You're not going to be looking at some other techs. I mean, for your advanced tech, it's almost always going to be farming, just because that's where the profusion is. And then you've got some capabilities. The nice thing about Yadok is you always think about him, like, generally at least, in a dry land sense, because roads are a very nice dry lands play that help you with getting riders around super fast, and even warriors early on, getting them to be as useful as riders in those crucial first few turns. But they're really good, because they do line you up right next to customs houses. I know you've mentioned this to me a couple of times, and I've done it in a couple of games too, but Yadok are great for that early customs house rush, and that makes them actually pretty versatile at sea when you wouldn't think about that tribe necessarily being good at sea.
Yeah, I love playing Yadok on archipelago maps. I love, almost as more than tribes like Kiku, you can really get some amazing custom houses early on with Yadok because they have that early access to trade. And if you can get some sweet spots with a custom house and some ports, you can really crank up your income. It's that can be really fun.
Wind up making the water heavy tribe feel a little ashamed, because they just couldn't compete in terms of economy once the mid game set in, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're playing on a dry lands map or even something like lakes, like maybe it won't make sense. But some of the maps, yeah, you can really rush custom houses and do really well with your deck.
1,000%. And of course, they're going to be one of those tribes that has an easier than normal time getting out some of those Grand Bazaar. Honestly, is going to be that chief one, because early roads means it's going to be a little easier for them to connect some cities in to get it out. So I guess that's another thing to note in general. And then looking at some counters for Yadok, it's with a general and versatile tribe like that, you're not going to have a lot of ways to counter them. I mean, obviously, they can get any warriors they need at you very quickly. They can get riders out in the early game. They can rush out anything they need later on. They're going to be great at building up their economy and rushing out giants just with farms and organization and roads. They really don't need to go and expand too far in tax once they start getting things like ports up. For customs houses, which they can get out early on. That's another great way to level out their cities and, hopefully pop out the occasional giant to be a giant battleship, because they can really definitely make an intimidating naval force. And you want to counter them, get up and in them really early on. Make sure they can't expand. If you can be there to stop them from getting that third city, to prevent them from just leveling up their capital using roads alone, that can be a real big thorn in their side. You can get in there early on and step on a bit of fruit that they needed to harvest to level up their city. Whilst you're contesting them, just make sure you're putting your units where they need to be to occlude the enemy's resources. That can also really help with that early game pressure, because again, Yadok's great at expanding early on. This is all going to be luck related more than anything else, but the earlier you can get in there, and the earlier you can be preventing them from expanding, that really is going to make the most impact. Forward settling is going to be really useful in these sorts of games. Of course, that's much easier said than done, to say the least.
Yeah, but no, forward settling is that's quintessential Yadak, right? That's how
Yeah.
it goes.
Unfortunately, yeah, you aren't gonna get an easy run with this. But the crazy thing is, they sound so insanely strong when we talk about them, but in play, they're a very good try, but they've never really ranked up in S tier.
Yeah, they're middle tier. I would say all of the T0 tribes like Barter and Imperius are usually stronger. Even things like Cymanti, I would say, are stronger. But Yadak is is really solid. And I think more than that, it's just really fun to play. Like, it's really, you just get a little bit of glee and delight, with Yadak. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, and I mean you can't listen to their music and tell me it's not a bop. I mean all the
Oh,
music's good, but
yeah,
Yadak's special.
I think everyone agrees the Yadak music is really. Have you seen the music video that Midjiwon put out for Yadak?
Yes, it was fantastic.
It's so good. If any, I don't know if we can put a link to that. The music video by Midjiwon for Yadak is fantastic.
Oh yeah, we'll just have to make sure we leave a link in. So just like there was a link last time, folks. Not only can you get to our Discord through those links, we're gonna have a link to Midjiwon's music video too, and credits to Midjiwon for that. It's a good one.
It's so fun. The music is a just gets stuck in your head. It's infectious.
Yeah, good call there. Well, on the high level, why would we want to use Yadak then? Looking at all these different factors we've gone through, and to counter them too. I mean, it's pretty simple. You're gonna have both a strong economic start and a lucrative expansion capability early on. You're gonna have the capability to rush out some strong economy if you're in more of, say, a naval heavy game. You're gonna be pretty useful to any allies early on, once either using the neutral lands roads, or once you get a peace treaty out because you can share roads, which means you can help sort of connect folks to the fight early on. And overall, you're just going to be a really hard to counter opponent, even if you're not the strongest opponent out there. And I think those are all good reasons to use
Yep, and roads.
Yadak. Yeah, did we mention that yet?
Mention that? That's
Yeah.
the one number one reason. Road.
Yeah. So, I think that's a pretty solid look at Yadak. Now, before we go too deep into the outros here, I just want to make sure we caught any plugs you had.
I can't think of any other plugs. There's a new beta testing of the Challenger Mode
Ooh,
tournament.
yes.
That's very exciting, but it's limited right now only to people who have beta. And I think you actually have beta iOS with the live games, as opposed to there's a different track of beta, which has skins.
Yes, yeah.
But that's really exciting. I can post a link to that in our Discord.
Oh,
If
yeah.
people want to check it out, but that's getting revved up, and I got a practice tournament going if people want to try it out, but you have to be in the beta. I'll
Yes.
post a link to that.
No, that would be good. And we've actually got an episode upcoming on that. I was hoping to time it roughly about with release, but I've actually been talking with Challenger Mode directly, trying to get some of the deep specs on how everything's going to work, especially with those tournaments. So hopefully we can get ourselves a really nice deep dive for our next episode,
Excellent.
assuming they're out with early December.
Yeah, I have a test space so I can play around with it some. I'll post a link in the Discord. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, that's nothing's better than hands-on experience, folks. And although I am on the beta with replays and live games, I honestly haven't figured out where tournaments even are, if I'm on the right beta.
I'll send you a link.
Cool. Well, other than that, folks, I don't think we have anything big right now, but that looming super exciting update, really, again, can't believe they've got official tournament support on top of all the other fantastic features already on there. Thanks as always for joining us, eSpark, and well, until next time, folks, we'll see ya.
See ya.